This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And this is the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks. This is where you're going to get this outrageous ergonomics added to your weapon. And it doesn't matter whether it's new, old, whether it's something you've never been able to use before, or you just started taking a hard look at it. This is going to change the way you can handle this gun. And that's why you need to go check out all the shapes, all the sizes, all the finishes at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this. In Los Angeles County, they have instituted a bounty system. They're going to create a program that offers a $1,000 reward to anyone who provides information that leads to the recovery of an illegal firearm. And this measure was approved 15-0. The vote also authorizes the Los Angeles Police Department to enter into an agreement with Los Angeles Regional Crime Stoppers to collect tips on individuals in possession of an illegal firearm and to anonymously pay out the rewards. I don't know why they did that, because that means it's not anonymous no mo. The politician pushing this through is Paul Kerkorian. As committed an enemy of the right to keep and bear arms as anyone on the council. And that, when you're talking about Los Angeles County, is saying something. He was also a driving force behind a lock up your safety edict, as well as a standard capacity magazine ban, which ought to make itself more fully felt, at least by the law abiding, the next time LA has an uprising. And it will happen. Now, you have the Los Angeles Regional Crime Stoppers, now empowered to act as Gun Snitch Central, and they claim partnerships with 87 cities and 44 law enforcement agencies within Los Angeles County. 87 cities and 44 law enforcement agencies within Los Angeles County. LA County is pretty big. They promise that all tips are completely anonymous, no personal information, phone number, email, IP, address or location is ever requested, saved, traced, tracked, or monitored. All tips are handled by a third-party service provider. You will never have physical contact with any law enforcement agency. Communication is done by an encrypted chat using a code and password, and up to $1,000 reward can be collected anonymously. You can submit a tip online, by phone, or by the smartphone app to check back for updates and finally to claim your reward. Now, what is not apparent here is any warning to discourage a false tip, because they've already, see where I'm going? It's not hard to imagine reasons why some would consider abusing the program to bring harm to others. Just, you know, think for a moment about being in a gang, for those of you who might be, you know, of that persuasion. What better way to have a rival gang member taken care of than to have the police do your dirty work and eliminate the competition by swatting him? And if you're both criminals, there's even a chance he'll go for his waistband. And as an added bonus, you could collect up to a cool grand for all of your trouble. Are there any safeguards to discourage abuse? What are they? Why aren't they clearly spelled out to all being tempted? Or what if you have other reasons, from petty and personal to the more premeditated and elaborate? What if you're a cop and getting a warrant might prove problematic? It's not like we haven't seen prominent warrant workarounds at the highest law enforcement levels recently. Calling in a tip could reduce a lot of red tape, and it's not like corruption up to and including planting guns is unheard of, even in cities with a Crime Stoppers gun bounty program. Remember, you're guaranteed anonymity and promised shielding from law enforcement cognizance. And if you don't turn yourself in for making false reports, what is the risk to you? But L.A. doesn't have that level of systemic law enforcement corruption, does it? You can tell that to your former sheriff, another anti-private gun oath breaker, and now a prohibited person sentenced to 3 years for obstruction of justice. Now, to me, looking at the snitch program, that seems like that could be very much abused, very easily abused. And, you know, what about that Sixth Amendment enumerated right to confront your abuser or accuser, excuse me? I meant to say accuser, not abuser. You can't tell from their published February 6th agenda. It notes on the community impact statement, they say none were submitted for that. You can't glean much in the way of protections for fundamental rights and civil liberties in any of the supporting documents posted by the L.A. City Clerk. Still an admission in the report by the chief legislative analyst does contain an interesting admission. Despite the strength of California law related to firearms possession, gun crimes by prohibited persons are still a major problem. And the progressive L.A. solution? Well, of course, they've taken on that defiant sanctuary city stance. There is one other thing to learn from their reports as well. The program is modeled after Oxnard Police Department's Break the Silence, Stop Gun Violence program. And maybe they kept the 2017 spike while homicides for the rest of Ventura County declined from being worse than it was. I don't know. And coincidentally, that program was implemented the same year Oxnard declared itself a sanctuary city. So they don't really say much about program results in either their website or their Facebook page, although they did just post a link from there to a department press release titled, Man Arrested for Being in Possession of Concealed Firearm. But it doesn't look like a tip is credited, but rather officers from the neighborhood policing team were conducting a foot patrol when they observed a suspicious subject attempting to conceal a firearm in his waistband. How do you not conceal it? I mean, how big was it? Anyway, that release includes a plug for the Ventura County Crime Stoppers. So to find out how effective the program is, especially since L.A. is modeling their anonymous bounty effort after it, David Kodria sent an inquiry to Oxnard PD's designated Break the Silence, Stop the Violence contact, asking, do you have numbers on how many guns have been recovered? Suspects arrested, suspects prosecuted, suspects convicted, number of reward payments made, and total amount of reward payments made as a direct result of tips from this program since it was initiated? To be clear, I'm only looking for results directly attributable to tips for which rewards have been paid and intend to make those results public. He had not gotten an answer on that one, believe it or not. So, L.A. goes, they've taken on the Stasi route. I'm sure, you know, this is basically them saying that our gun control doesn't stop anything, really, does it? That's what they're saying. That's all they're saying. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes me wonder. But, I just found that interesting just because with all the gun control in the world, and of course they're adding more, now they've got to go ahead and start paying snitches. And they're trying to get anybody to be a snitch. And everybody's for it. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought. Hey, let's fix that up. Is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, I'm wondering if I should take the scout rifle up there to James when I go up there, because I don't know if he's there. I'll have to find that out. I know Boyd's. I know James is a big Boyd's guy. He likes Boyd's gun stock, so maybe I will share when I go up there. Who knows? I'm just noticing Vic Damone died. For those of you who don't know who Vic Damone was, he was a, he was part of that, the holdover of the, that class of entertainers that came after World War II. He was encouraged by Perry Como when he was 14 years old to keep on singing. He was singing Night and Day at a radio studio live one day. And Frank Sinatra called him and said, "Stop singing my song." And Vic Damone said, "If you're, you know, if you're Frank Sinatra, I'm the Pope." So it makes me a little sad every time we lose somebody like that, because that was a great era in the time of America. I kind of envy the people that lived it. Of course, I can't go back and live it, so. So I'm stuck here. Stuck here doing the best I can. Just doing the best I can. That's all I can do, is just do the best I can. But, yeah, that. It's not going to be one of these earth-shattering things, but every time I see one of these, I mean, like Rosemarie, she just passed away here recently. I mean, we're very slowly losing an era. I mean, how many World War II vets have we got left? Not that many. So we're very slowly losing an era that meant a whole lot in our time. And I mean, for people like me, you know, I ignored a whole lot of that stuff for the longest time. And it's only now that I look back and look back at these people and I was like, wow, that was a great era. Anyway, an official during the Obama administration, he resigned sort of quick. And, it was never one of those things where anybody got out there and said, hey. Now, if this had been Trump's guy, this guy would have been all over the place. This guy's name was William Mendoza. He was the executive director of the White House Initiative on American Indian and Alaska Native Education. And he resigned in November 2016. He was convicted after pleading guilty in January 2017 to attempted voyeurism, a misdemeanor. He was arrested for taking pictures of women's skirts on the D.C. Metro Rail cars. I don't even know what to say. You know, I've had my moments. Those lonely moments where, you know, I'm saying to myself, is there no one? Well, not for a long time, because I've been married for a long time. But I mean, you know, before then. And it never, ever, ever, ever. Of course, I didn't have a smartphone back then either. But it never occurred to me to go taking pictures of women's skirts. During those moments of abject loneliness. This guy is a real mental midget. He's a mental midget. He used his government-issued iPhone during work hours to take the photos and resigned as the Department of Education was writing an investigation into his behavior. He also allegedly viewed a video on his phone of a woman undressing in a changing room in a clothing store. Mendoza, 42 years old, described by the papers married and a father, was earning $140,000 in his executive branch position. The judge handed down a 90-day suspended sentence and a $100 fine. Well, young Mendoza has learned his lesson, hasn't he? Mendoza's lawyer, Paul Kayanaga, told the Daily Mail his client, what's he doing talking to the Daily Mail? His client received treatment after the arrest and just wants to move on with his life. That's what it sounds like when email's coming in on you. He received treatment for the underlying issues that gave rise to this incident, and with the strong support of his family, is moving forward productively with his life. Doesn't that sound like Anthony Weiner to you? In 2016, a Native American from Oklahoma accused Mendoza of assaulting him because he was wearing a Washington Redskins shirt. The Inspector General for the Department of Education recommended he be barred from any further government employment. The position of Executive Director of the White House Initiative on American Indian and Alaska Native Education is a senior position requiring appointment by the president. Okay, so how did Barack Obama know about young William Mendoza there? And maybe he should pay a little better attention to those he's going to personally endorse. I know he just got to put up his... They just opened up their official portraits, which some seem to be disappointed with. Anyway. Now, why isn't this guy being pursued in the same vein as, I don't know, Weinstein? Why not? Somebody tell me why not. Somebody tell me. Well, probably because he quit before he could be prosecuted. He got a slap on the wrist. He got some other stuff. But this guy's clearly a sexual predator. And how do you treat, I mean, look, if you could treat sexual predators, would we have to have a sexual, a sex offender list out there in the world, if you could actually treat these people, if you could actually go to a class and learn how to get rid of these predilections. That part just cracks me up. Well, I can go to a class and learn how not to be this. Well, sure thing. This is a boon. We should be, I mean, everybody should be going and taking a class like this. So, why aren't we? I don't know. When we get back, we're going to talk about this mass exodus that is happening from the blue states as people are leaving the blue states, headed for the red states. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are brought to you, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah, we got to take that gun out. We got to film that gun, and JT and I are going to do that. The ergonomics that has added to the Scout rifle, the At-One stock, are phenomenal. But don't take my word for it. Go to boydsgunstocks.com. All right. Democrats like to claim, they constantly want to claim to you that their policies are superior to Republicans. But they keep leaving their blue states and moving into red states. They're known for taking over large urban areas and turning them blue, then deserting them as they become unpleasant to move on to better territory in red states, where they make the same transformations. They increase taxes and regulations, making it expensive and annoying to live wherever they get into power. According to United Van Lines, the top 10 states people are leaving include the blue states, Wisconsin, Ohio, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Only three red states made the list, Kentucky, Utah, and Kansas. The top 10 states people are moving to include the red states, Idaho, South Dakota, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Nevada, and Colorado. The last two are purplish sort of states. Only three solidly blue states made the list, Vermont, Oregon, and Washington. In 2017, Vermont slipped and its inbound and outbound moving became about equal. Notably, all three of those states used to be much more moderate, only turning blue within the past 25 years or so. Longtime residents in Washington and Oregon regularly rant about Californians taking over their states and turning them blue. People in Vermont complain about Democrats from Massachusetts and New York moving into their state. The bluer those three states have become, the fewer people will move there, as we're already seeing with Vermont. Now, it gets better. Last week, CBS in San Francisco reported that the number of people leaving the Bay Area reached its highest level in more than a decade. Topping the list of reasons for moving was the high cost of housing. Democrats are more reluctant than Republicans to allow permits for home building and pile on regulations, with the exception of Houston, according to Redfin. The top nine cities people are leaving are all in blue states. Besides San Francisco, they include New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Houston, Detroit, Dayton, and Milwaukee. Los Angeles has the worst traffic in the world, and San Francisco is not far behind. Democrats are fond of diverting transportation money into public transportation and HOV lanes instead of easing traffic congestion with more traffic lanes. A majority of the top 10 cities people are moving to are located in red states. They include Phoenix, Atlanta, Dallas, Nashville, Tampa, and Miami. The other cities are San Diego, Sacramento, Boston, and Las Vegas, which is located in a purplish state. Moving companies survey these people. Why are they going there? Economic opportunity is a big reason. United Van Lines found that 60% of respondents from the Midwest moved to take new employment or a job transfer. Michael Stoll, economist and professor in the Department of Public Policy at the University of California, Los Angeles, says two main reasons people move are for lower housing costs and higher job growth. Retiring in a better state is also a popular reason for moving. United Van Lines found 17% of those moving from the Midwest cited a different retirement location. The conservative American Legislative Exchange Council ranks states according to their economic performance. Many of the states people are moving to are ranked toward the top. Seven are red states, one is purple. Many of the most common states of people moving out of are clustered around the bottom of the list. The bottom 10 include Ohio, New Jersey, Illinois, Connecticut, and Wisconsin. People are leaving Los Angeles in droves, and Blue California is ranked last state in the country for business 12 years in a row, according to Chief Executive Magazine's annual Best and Worst States for Business survey of CEOs. Red Texas ranked number one for the past 12 years. One CEO complained in the survey, states like California just don't get it. At the rate they're going, who's going to pay the bills with such an anti-business leftist government and businesses leaving every month for Arizona and Washington State? California has the highest state income tax in the country. They also noted that the bottom 10 states are not right-to-work states, but most of the top 10 are. The reason California as a whole isn't in the top 10 states people are leaving is likely due to its weather, which is a key reason people move. Likewise, the reason Red Arizona isn't in the top 10 states people are moving to is because it is so hot. Democrats will point to the handful of blue states and cities that are still popular locations to move to as evidence that their policies aren't all bad, but they're in the minority and trends are turning against them. So pretty soon, the only blue areas people will be flocking to will be the areas the Democrats recently turned blue. Democrats can talk that talk, but actions do speak louder than words. Yeah. DACA. Let's talk about DACA real quick before we flip into the break. DACA was something that was made up by Obama. He couldn't get amnesty the way he wanted to. He kept saying all along he couldn't have amnesty, but then he made DACA, which is amnesty. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Executive Order. So, right now, they're trying to make DACA into law. And the Democrats are in a panic over it. They're in a panic over it because, and this is not something that I'm saying. They're saying it in themselves. The problem... The problem is that Trump wants a wall. The Republicans want a wall. Trump wants tighter. He's willing to do DACA. And this is shades of, you know, back in 1986. In 1986, we had an amnesty, a one-time amnesty. And we passed, what, 3 million? And actually 4 million came in on it under Reagan. And one of the things that was supposed to happen with that amnesty was we were supposed to secure the border. Well, they got the amnesty, and they didn't secure the border. Trump is not going to move. unless the border is secured. He wants that first because he's already been there. He's already seen what happens. So, Representative Luis Gutierrez is saying that all leverage is gone. Back in September, we said we would have leverage on the budget and on the debt ceiling. Now we're giving it all up. And once you've lifted the caps, do you really believe anybody's going to take us seriously? It's folly, he continued bitterly. You guys are going to laugh as well. You should. Yeah, we are, Luis, and maybe you should quit being left-wing. Here's a problem with the whole mess for the Democrats. They stake their entire party's fortunes on the prospect of 700,000 or given chain migration, millions of newly minted Democratic voters from the DACA deal. They knew that the DACA recipients aren't the overachieving, I've got a new life at last, entrepreneurial immigrant of the legal variety. They are underachievers who have managed to assimilate only into the underclass. Most don't speak English, and a few valedictorians aside, they can have as many as two misdemeanors, sometimes three, for wife beating, graffiti spraying, drunk driving, and the like. And they become Democratic voters. And at times through the muscle of the Democratic political machine, if not for the freebies themselves, and the Democrats ignored everybody else for that. For that class. Welcome to my world, Black America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. These are going to take your weapon as they exist today, your long gun, your bolt gun, in some cases your shotgun, your pump shotgun, whatever it may be. They have a stock to fit your weapon, and they have a stock to fit your body, more importantly. That's the important part of it, getting that stock to fit your body. Later on this week, I'm going to have Dustin Knutson from he's the general manager of Boyd's, and we're going to have him on the show and talk about Boyd's. Samoa. I saw a video today on YouTube where Casey Neistat had the head of YouTube business, the chief operating officer, I think he is, and they were trying to describe what they're trying to do with YouTube, and YouTube has got to be a monstrous undertaking. You've got to have somebody there, and when I say somebody, I mean whole departments there, just to handle what's coming in. Then you put everything into an algorithm. Everything goes into an algorithm where they try to make a determination. Is it advertiser-friendly? Is it not? 9 times out of 10, you're going to be not advertiser-friendly. Everything I put up is never advertiser-friendly to begin with. Then you're going to contest that, and then they're going to find you to be advertiser friendly, and then they're going to take views away from you because you make most of your money on a YouTube video in the first few days. So you're constantly fighting that fight. Now, and you know, just on the other end of it too, you know, everything else is being handled, the all of the servers, all of the storage, everything. It has got to be a monstrous undertaking. But at the same time, they have managed to monetize it, and they make a lot of money on it, and a lot of people make a lot of money on it too. But it is, we used to have this Hello, Hello Infantry, and it was a chant, you know, it was a cadence we'd be singing in formation. And part of it was that nothing in this world is free. There is no free lunch for anybody, not for YouTube, not for Facebook, not for any of this stuff. Now, Unilever, which that name probably is like, oh, I think I've heard of it. They're one of the largest consumer products companies in the world, and they're threatening to pull their advertisements from Facebook, Google, and YouTube unless they get rid of the platforms that promote extremism, hate speech, and fake news. Now, here's the thing that bothers me, and we'll get to that. You know what? We'll get to that in a minute. They are especially worried about its ads showing up on videos that sexualize and exploit children. I get that. Coming from Gizmodo, Unilever will not invest in platforms or environments that do not protect our children or which create division in society and promote anger or hate. Whether they actually do pull any ads remains to be seen, but threats from Unilever won't be taken lightly. They are the world's second largest advertiser, right behind Procter & Gamble, the company that makes the other half of virtually everything that Americans consume. They have brands like Crest, Herbal Essences, Dawn, Charmin. Is it Charmin? Charmin. And Mr. Clean, just to name a few. Unilever spent $9 billion on advertising last year. And a lot of that is moving to the digital space, where it just becomes something that's just out there existing, because it's very hard to quantify the digital space in a lot of cases. But with YouTube, you can, because you're looking at views and you're looking at clicks. Same with some of these other social media platforms. It becomes easier to do that. On a website, well, yeah, maybe. But not like it is on something like this. They also said, we cannot continue to prop up a digital supply chain, one that delivers over a quarter of our advertising to our consumers, which is at times a little better than a swap in terms of transparency. So this is leading to the tech giants trying to police their sites. And judging by the Gizmodo piece, the future is not looking very promising. Because of their criteria used to determine hate speech, fake news, and extremism, that's going to be extremely subjective. And it's all going to be based upon personal philosophy. So once again, the bias and the agenda is going to creep in. According to Gizmodo, it's not just Logan Paul who's causing headaches for these platforms. Advertisers are increasingly concerned about being associated with internet mediums that thrive on trickery. Some cases, kids are being tricked into watching disturbing surrealist videos that are marketed as child-friendly. Okay, you know, that one right there, that one statement right there leads me to one thing. We got to look at what our kids are watching. We've given them smartphones. We've given them MacBooks and iPads and all this other stuff. Now we need to look at what they're doing with these things. These are not smart missiles we have out there. You don't fire and forget them. You monitor them. You parent them. You raise them. They also say that in other cases, Google and Facebook are key drivers in spreading fake news. Well, is it Facebook and Google that's doing that, or is it the users? Now, YouTube has tried to address their political problems by posting a notice to American users when they're watching state-sponsored propaganda like the Kremlin-funded RT. But so far, it hasn't instituted similar warnings for propaganda outlets like Alex Jones's InfoWars, right here from Genesis Communications, and White House's favorite cheerleaders, Fox News, which spreads dangerous conspiracy theories and racist hate. See what I'm talking about? So, Alex Jones, who, you know, has a radio show, and he talks about things that these guys don't like. He talks about them in a way these guys don't like. Fox News talks about things that they don't like in a way they don't like. So, who's going to decide who is and isn't? And that's where the problem becomes very apparent. Who is to decide if the tech giants remove sites that may be politically objectionable but clearly protected under the First Amendment? See, the thing about YouTube is if you know how to monetize YouTube, you don't need AdSense. You can go out there and get a sponsor for your video. A lot of people are doing it now with Squarespace. I wouldn't do it with Squarespace because I didn't use Squarespace for my website. But a lot of people are using Squarespace. So, and they put an ad in the middle of that video. And it's not dependent upon YouTube's AdSense. So I don't want them, for me, if they want to just demonetize me and let me have at it, I'm good. Because they throttle me anyway. They strangle my money coming. What? And I hesitate to even call it money. So the other problem here is that Unilever would be in a much bigger trouble if big tech began to remove conservative websites based on political content. So what we've seen from them so far gives me zero confidence that they can be trusted with this kind of enormous power. There are clearly sites that should be blocked, like extremist jihadi sites, racist pages, the sexualization of children. But you and I both know that it won't stop there, and unless Unilever makes it very clear that it won't tolerate political censorship any more than hate sites, tech giants are going to take advantage. This is the problem with tech today. I mean, Gizmodo, which is a website, which I like their gear reviews, but when they get political, they're just parrots. They're not even parrots. They're minor birds. They're just making sounds. Alex Jones and Fox News spread dangerous conspiracy theories and racist hate. Okay. Okay, whatever you say. I actually would like to find a way to block all of these sites that decide to go. You know, I don't go to the internet. When I'm going to the internet, I'd like to go. I'd like the internet to be sectioned off where there's political speech here and there's entertainment there. Because when I want to go be entertained, I don't want politics involved in it. And yet politics is in everything now. It's like a contagion. I can't stand it. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse and Taryn Butler of Taryn Tactical. We're going to talk about the training of John Wick and anybody else that he has trained recently, just because I'm curious about that. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.